3, 2, 1,
go.
Good morning, Magic 100 listeners. You've tuned in to the reporter on the radio. I'm Will. He's done, and we are here for our Thanksgiving.
And we are missing dude.
Missing the dude. And this is our, if he comes in the door, we'll add him to the broadcast. So
all right. I was a few minutes early anyway.
We'll give him 30 minutes to show. But this is the, you know, we're recording this the day after Thanksgiving. It's kind of a kickback and chillax. You know, that's what the kids say today,
that's
chillax.
True. But I tell you what, I didn't do that. See, I didn't do nothing but chill out yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good. What'd you have to eat?
Man, we went down.
Ford, by the way, Will's son, one of his sons, is sitting here, and he is eating.
Yeah.
And he's eating a potato cake, and he hadn't shared it with me yet.
Yeah, and he ate all of his hotcakes from our local McDonald's, and he devoured it. And so he's promised he's going to be a good little boy and not make too much racket, but that'll be a big test for him because he's not
real
good
at that. You
want to
borrow my belt?
Yeah, I might have to use the old belt.
Okay.
Or am I? Am I going to have to use the belt? Okay.
All right.
He says no. But
yesterday was just peaceful. I cooked me a Cornish game ham, and I cooked me some dressing. I cooked some dressing and giblet gravy, and I thoroughly enjoyed my Cornish game ham.
Good. That's kind of a tradition of yours, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
had turkey growing up so much at Thanksgiving. Explain this to me. Thanksgiving is turkey. Christmas is ham.
Ham. Why?
Yeah, why?
How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen?
And why don't we ever have steaks? Because that's what we really like. I told my wife, I said...
What about Easter is good for steaks?
Yeah. Well, if we ever have... I told my wife, if we ever host a holiday, which we do sometimes, but I wish it's... Nobody... I mean, how many times during the rest of the year besides Thanksgiving do you say, let's have some turkey? Never. Yeah. Unless it's a sandwich.
Yeah. So you get some sliced turkey.
Yeah.
From
because that's the only thing you can diet that you want.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's I don't know how it got to be a tradition, but we did. My mother-in-law is quite the cook, and my father-in-law, and we had squash casserole, we had pork tenderloin, we had ham,
turkey and pork tenderloin.
We had everything under the sun. Chicken dumplings. We had
Where'd you have this?
Collard greens down at their house in Macon. And
Gosh,
we had two cakes. We had one key lime cake that was absolutely.
See, I don't like cake.
Well, we also had fudge, brownies, cookies, sugar cookies.
How many people were this
about
place?
20 of us, but we had way more food than people. It was just my in-laws do everything over the top, and it was really good.
That's fantastic.
It was
fun. Thanksgiving. I don't know Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is the one time of the year that we really need to personify thanks.
Absolutely.
But, it has been taken over so bad by Black Friday sales. It just is almost ruined Thanksgiving, in my opinion.
The commercialization bothers you, doesn't it?
It really bothers me that people were getting up and going shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah. My wife was one of them. She snuck by the Walmart last night and found a really good deal. I can't tell you on present company what the deal was.
Well, I'm going to go by Walmart today because I was needing a mixer for my giblet gravy, and lo and behold, my mixer, I can't find it. So I'm going to go by to the Walmart and buy me a mixer.
Maybe they're on sale.
Is that considered... Black Friday
we'll
shopping.
We'll give you a one-day pass to go do
Thank
Black
you.
Friday shopping.
Thank you.
Just because it's a necessity. It's not a
That's right.
gift shopping.
Well, let's get to the paper there, Will. You've got to... And I'm fixing to get... I'm fixing... Oh, it's heavy. I'm going to get somewhere on this, and I'm probably going to be my column next week.
Okay, all right.
And the... You know, your headline, Culture of Intimidation, and what I want to understand It was he fired or was he?
It was 28th. We're talking about the fire chief Matt Perry, and he was allowed to resign.
What? All right. Now let me ask you a question. You know, your story is a very comprehensive story.
The first one that I've seen in the media that really explains what happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fantastic. But what I don't understand, okay, what's the difference between given an opportunity to resign and being fired?
About 6 months of unemployment benefits. That's the difference.
No. What did he get? He's got 2 months' salary coming to him?
Yeah, but then
wait just a minute.
He wants to get unemployment after that.
Stop.
He can say,
stop. Your headline says culture of intimidation. Why should he be getting any severance pay from the county?
That's a great question.
Why?
Have you asked your county commissioner?
I'm getting to it. I went by to see him the other day, but he was on the telephone with the IRS, and I figured it wouldn't be a real good time to talk to him.
Maybe about while this guy's getting money.
As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to ask him about. You know? But he was. He just said, I've been waiting 2 hours on the IRS.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway, I don't. It, that goes for every government official. No, I'm talking about if. I don't understand it, you know.
Yeah. But you know it's common.
Huh?
This is the common practice these days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of dishonest.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it is. I mean,
if you're going to fire somebody, have the man be man enough to fire somebody.
That's right. There was a fellow up in Gainesville that was a state representative, and he had to resign. But guess why? He's still getting his retirement from the state. I'm sorry. You know,
that doesn't sit well with you.
You are a business owner.
Yes.
Okay? Here's a question for you. Okay?
Okay.
You've got an employee. You fire, no, you give that employee a chance to resign. Okay?
Yes.
Instead of firing him, because you don't want to see it on his record.
Yes, you that know? Black mark.
That's right. Yeah. So you give him a chance to resign. So are you still obligated to pay his salary for the next 6 months?
No.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I can tell you what the difference is.
What?
Government. You know, strictly government. You know?
Yeah, it's just, like you said, for someone to for you to have problems with a leader's performance, for the county to have problems with the way he treats people, for not growing the volunteer force, and then to say we're going to give you 2 months severance. Severance is for people that I don't know. Hey, we had to do layoffs. Times were tight. We had to do layoffs.
Wait a minute. Did they say it was severance pay?
Yeah. Severance pay means we severed the relationship.
So you severed the relationship. Why do you owe him anything?
Here. Yeah, it's a little bribe. It's here. Please don't sue us.
What? Anyway, it's, you know.
Do you think it was the right decision?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
But what? Wait a minute. To fire him?
Yeah.
But he wasn't fired.
He was resigned. I remember when we resigned the fire chief.
I just don't. I'm sorry.
You always hear about companies, especially sometimes some real visionary entrepreneurs, when they want to get their business kickstarted, they say, everybody on my staff, turn in your resignation and apply for your job again.
That's right.
And we're going to reshuffle the deck.
You know, that's fine.
That's a little different.
But I, you know, I'm sorry. When it comes to government, you know, government could be very frivolous with our tax money.
Now, there's been some talk, Richard, in the story that's in this on the front page of this week's paper about the shakeups in the fire department. Explores with the possibility of perhaps consolidating the county and the city fire departments. Do you?
I am total 100% in agreement.
Was that one of your?
That's one of the things that you objected.
Yes, of this newspaper.
Yes, consolidating
since 1972. Still waiting.
It's not going to happen because everybody likes their little own fiefdoms, just like the sheriff's department and the police department.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're not holding out much, huh?
No. It ain't going to happen.
Well, who's going to be the new fire chief?
I don't have any idea.
You don't have any money? You don't have any
What's that guy's name that posts all over the Facebook page? Randy Gonzalez.
Yeah, Randy. I think he's taken over the... He started a new Facebook page for the fire department. Yeah, you did great, buddy.
Yeah. But...
Mr. Don gave me those letters. Isn't that cool?
But, you know, again, I think, again, it's just... I think I said, well, so going back to, have y'all decided or have you received official notice that the 26-point buck, is it the biggest deer in Georgia?
I was told they won't actually determine that until January.
So, after deer season?
After deer season is over. So that is a beautiful 26-point deer. Not many people realize this deer was shot on Blunt Road on Don Daniels' property. So it's
over sugar and corn and apples and everything. I've been working on that.
You had a female deer in a bikini.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's cool.
Quite a big monster deer. And Monroe County is not really thought to be a deer type. You know, you think about Meriwether County is one of these trophy deer counties. Jasper County.
You know, they have an annual deer festival.
Is that a trophy deer county? You know,
there's a lot of private and public land.
Well, I got up in my deer stand for the first time yesterday.
Which man?
I get in there about.
Me too.
Yeah, you get in there. It got about 4:30 in the evening. Got up there and didn't. It's just there's something real peaceful about being in the woods, being still. And hearing the leaves fall, took my gun, had my rifle, and it was very quiet. Didn't hear any deer until right at dusk. And I texted a friend of mine who's a big deer hunter, because I've never shot a deer. I said, "Hey, how late is it okay to shoot deer after, you know? Because when do you say when is the sun set?"
That's true.
And he said, he said, as long as I can see my hand in front of my face, I'm okay to shoot.
Did you shoot?
So here comes little Bambi, came out of the woods, but she was kind of behind me. And when I finally got turned around to sort of look, I saw her butt and her little white tail, and she was prancing away. So I must have spooked her. It probably didn't help that I was in shorts and a t-shirt because it was very warm.
Did you see the picture I posted on Facebook?
Of what?
The deer trying to eat my collard.
Oh, no. I didn't see it.
Within 30 yards of the house. You know, there was a doe and there were both does. And they were getting real close to my collard pack.
Did you take a shot?
No. I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know whether it's old age or not.
You can't shoot the deer.
I just can't do it.
They're anymore. Your babies.
No. It's a life.
Yeah.
You know, now if I needed the meat, I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, it's not a sport.
Well, you've probably shot one before.
Oh, so. I killed many, many
deer. See, I never have. So I'm going to shoot one. I'm going to give it. We've got some families in our church that eat strictly venison. That's all they eat.
Yeah.
And we have our church has a lot of big families, a lot of kids. And so I could give them to one of them. That would alleviate my conscience.
Yeah. You know, but my mother and dad... My gosh, and my two sons and two of my grandkids, they're down at the farm this weekend hunting deer. And what they usually do is, like you do, there's some families on the road coming to the farm, and they usually give the deer to the people. I enjoy venison. Woo! Cube venison steak. Mm-hmm. The only thing I used to do with venison is I get it ground and get cube steak, and that was only...
You soak it in Dale's sauce or something?
No. You know what you soak it in? I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
You kill your deer, and you get it cut up, soak it in buttermilk overnight.
Okay, all right.
And it gets away... It breaks down the toughness? It gets rid of a lot of the...
Bite?
Yeah, the venison taste, you know. What we call a gamey taste.
Good.
If you soak it in buttermilk, you know, overnight at least.
Well, speaking of the animal world and the animal kingdom.
What is this story? You got to tell me.
I'm surprised you haven't jumped into the black cat business. Richard Dubas, he scratched up this story from the incident reports at the sheriff's office. Apparently, a Marco's. You ever eat at Marco's? They have
yeah.
Good, they have good pizza. Not as good as Jonas, but it's pretty good.
I like their, they got an Italian sub.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So the Marco's pizza delivery guy goes to this home to deliver on Vining Street. Do you know where Vining Street is?
It's on Vining Street.
Okay.
It's in Forsyth.
So he goes to deliver this pizza, and there are black cats. Not one, multiple black cats. And apparently this delivery driver, do you know some people in your circle that are superstitious?
Oh, my gosh, yes, me.
My grandmother.
If a black cat crosses your path, what do?
You turn your belt backwards, right?
No, you go, you make an X mark.
My grandmother was very superstitious, and she did not, if you would walk under, she said, if there was a ladder up against a tree, don't you dare walk under that ladder. That was bad luck.
That was bad luck.
And she was probably terrified of black cats.
My grandmother, and you know, the other story out there is that...
step on a crack, break your mother's back.
No, this is about cats. If you had a baby in the house... and you had a cat, you had to get rid of one of the two. Because cats, and this is an old wives tale, cats would suck the breath out of babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I remember that one real easy.
Okay, what are some other superstitions? Broken glass, what is that superstition?
No. Broke.
And we know black cats, we know ladders. My grandmother was this way. Open an umbrella in the house.
No, you never.
That was horrible.
No, that was horrible. You were going to have bad luck for a long time.
Isn't that stupid?
I'm trying. You hit me cold there, but I can't.
Well, think about some other superstitions while we talk about.
So, finish telling a story about
this young delivery person said, expletive no, not black cats. And it ran back to his car with the pizza. Refused to deliver it. Yeah, refused to deliver it. And the couple that delivered ordered the pizza, they said, "Hey, do your job. Bring me the pizza." As he's standing on the front porch, and so finally,
this is serious.
Marco's
right?
Had to send another delivery driver to get the pizza to the couple. They were very.
I think that's being over superstitious.
Well, I agree, but that you know. Understand the man's fears and go get your pizza from him in the car. That's why I don't understand why they wouldn't just go get it out of his car. Yeah. You know, poor guy. I feel sorry for somebody who was in bondage to these fears.
I agree. The other thing, if you put a snake on the fence, if you put a dead snake on the fence, it was going to rain.
snake on the fence. So if you had a drought, if you had a drought, you would put a snake on the fence to try to get it.
If you kill the snake. Yeah. You didn't intentionally go out and look for a snake to kill so that you hope it'd rain. No.
Well, here's one.
Okay.
You're trying to sell a house.
Okay.
What do you bury in the yard to make the house sell?
Your ex-wife.
You can't say that. No, it was the. Do we need to talk?
No, that's if you don't want to sell.
Do we need to talk to the authorities? I'm sorry, buddy. So no, you bury a Saint Christopher's or
cross
Saint
Christopher's medal,
or maybe a little statue of Saint Christopher. Something.
Did you ever wear?
You bury Saint
Christopher's medal around.
My father used to. Yes,
I used to too.
I'm sorry, buddy. So there's a lot of these superstitions, and this delivery driver, you know, somebody asked me, do you think he came maybe from the islands? You know, you have a lot of the, if you go down to Savannah, you hear a lot about this Gullah culture.
That's right.
This African.
Do you call it Gullah or Gullah?
Gullah, I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
But there's a heavy influence of that culture.
Very, very much.
Very superstitious.
There's something else about a hat.
Wear a hat inside. You know, huh? Don't wear a hat inside.
No.
They're adamant about that.
My grandfather wore a hat all the time when he went outside. He was going to have a hat on. That was it. You know, and he wore that hat constantly. You know, I want to go back to my column this week. How do you dress when you go to church?
Oh yeah, I like your column. That was very interesting. I'm one of these more. I go to one of these more informal churches that you talked about. But I think that you said that. Look, I grew up. You got your Sunday best on when you went to church, and you feel that that's a shows respect to God and to your fellow man.
And you know, it, like I said, you know, you get up on Sunday morning and you. You've already had your bath Saturday night, and you get up Sunday morning. You know, hey, I'm going to God's house, and I'm going to look pretty.
Yeah,
when I see God.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but you know, the Bible does say that hey, if there's somebody in your church that is poor and has bad clothes on, and then somebody comes in with nice clothes, and you say, oh, hey, come on in with your nice clothes on. Come sit with, you know, and you treat them better. We should treat everyone the same.
Oh, I agree.
But you just say for you personally,
that's right.
You prefer people to dress up. And I think it's the case.
I don't know
to
be, that I prefer it. I do for me.
Yeah,
I prefer
for you.
I've started going back to church, and I go to Sunday preaching, and that was just the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
And the other thing that used to just blow my mind is my grandfather, my dad, the car always got washed on Saturday.
So your car looked good.
Two things happened. The car would get washed, and as I've mentioned in my column, polish your shoes. And I used to get paid a dime for doing my grandfather's shoe.
All right, Don, anyway, we've got more to discuss.
All right.
The county, now you were at this meeting, the county is raising, you're a county water customer. The county is raising water rates. And
surprise, surprise, surprise.
And they say that, they call these things enterprise funds. Anything that's not everybody in the county gets, it's an enterprise. It's like water. What are some other?
Hey, why don't they start charging for fire protection? Everybody gets fire protection. Hello? Wasn't that proposed at one time?
I believe it was. So anyway, if you're a county water customer, you need to get this week's reporter and find out how much your rates are going up. And, hey, you need to know that the county plans on doing this regularly until they want this county water to pay for itself without tax dollars.
But I know. It's just... One of the reasons they want to raise rates is so the county manager can spend more money.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line.
It's the total bottom line.
And you know, some of the commissioners were very upset with me. I wrote a column about the sales tax increase, and I commended Monroe County voters for turning that down. And I noted that they would try again because government has an insatiable appetite. And
for taxpayers' money, and
they mock that, they make fun of it, but then they prove I am correct.
That's right, totally, 100%. You know, it's I tell you, I don't understand. And I want to urge you citizens out there listening to this radio, y'all need to just go to the county commission meeting, not for any issue, but sit there in the peanut gallery and have fun. You know,
a lot of
just see how. You know,
when is the next one? If they want to go, is there one this week?
I don't remember, Will.
Let's see. This is December. Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday. Yeah. So, hey, if you're listening to this on Sunday on the radio, just make a note on your calendar that the commissioners will meet. They meet at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock?
6.
6 o'clock on Tuesday, December 3rd. And you'll get to meet Don. Don will be there. He'll sign an autograph for you.
Yeah, bring your copy of the report and I'll sign it.
Yeah, and even, you can sit next to him and he'll tell you funny jokes about what's going on.
I have to do that between me and Richard.
Oh, okay, that's a special privilege. Okay.
Yeah,
well, once you get to know us, we might tell you some jokes during the meeting.
Yeah, I might tell you stuff. But anyway, what city employees and county employees got raises? The city gave them a bonus, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
$300?
Mm-hmm. Not bad. So
not
ho,
bad.
Ho, ho.
Yeah, that's $10.
Tis the season to be spending money.
Hey, with the county, that season is continuous. Go ahead.
Let's talk about things coming up this week. We got a big week in Monroe County. First of all, on Thursday, Don, this Thursday, are you coming to the hometown holiday parade?
No, I boycotted for one very simple reason. You know what that reason is.
Yes, I do. Very familiar. It is not called a Christmas parade for reasons that befuddle and
that amaze me
and annoy
they
us.
Santa Claus and they got all these angels and all this. But hey, it's not a Christmas parade. I think they ought to have the holiday parade in May or June. And let's have a Christmas.
Right around Flag Day. That's a holiday.
Get a convertible.
Labor Day.
No, we've already got celebrations planned. Let's have a Christmas parade in what? April. No? Let's do it then, okay?
Right.
All right.
All right, you're second the motion, so we'll see if that carries.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway.
But it ain't going to happen. You know, I've been.
If you enjoy.
I've been using ink on that a long time.
Monroe County Forsyth has a nighttime Christmas parade, and it'll be Thursday
really
at 7 o'clock. Good turnout, and looking forward to it. Hey. If you haven't read it, we have a new columnist, Don, and I want folks to read him because he's Bill Weaver. Mm-hmm. He's a former muckety muck with the Macon Telegraph, a really good editor and writer, and he's got a column this week about his, Bill. Not everybody knows this, and I don't know that I should even share it, but I did. I think it's important to understand. He lost a son to a murder in Buckhead about 15 years ago, maybe 20. Well, his
Buckhead was in Atlanta now.
Yeah, his daughter, just had her third child, and they almost lost their daughter. She had she had to have 21 units of blood because it's some rare thing that happens to certain women who have babies, and they start bleeding and they cannot stop it. And so we're glad that she's okay. Bill writes very movingly about that this week, and there's pictures of his two other granddaughters with the baby who's doing well. And the mother's doing well, and our prayers are for her to make a full recovery. That she has had a few heart issues, so
I think Bill is giving a humanistic approach. My call is not humanistic.
No, you're
I'm the vile curmudgeon.
Yes, and people love it.
What?
I hear all the time. They say they don't mind offending me and telling me that Don's the first thing I read.
You know, what amazes me is the people. I have a thing called the question. It just amazes me.
The response.
Yeah, the response.
Yeah. I like the way you started this week, and this week's on the outside looking in. You discussed how many of our public officials claim they don't read the report. It's a point of pride for them. They do not read their hometown newspaper.
That's fine. Like I say,
don't you think that shows that we're kind of over the target?
That they're ignorant.
That we're doing the right job.
It shows that they're ignorant of what's going on in the county. Yeah, they don't care. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
or do you think they really do not read it? We're gonna take them at their word, because they sure do comment.
Hey, you got a drone, don't you?
Yeah.
Follow
them around.
follow the city councilman and the city manager and
a lot of people
county manager around with your drone and watch them go into a coin box and get a copy of the paper.
Well, some people don't realize that we put microchips in every newspaper and we know where they're going. We know, we track them.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I look at a map and I see 4,000 dots on the map and see where they all went.
Hey, what's this 161 days in darkness?
Oh, you know well what that is. That is our county commissioners requested a report on Larry Evans' harassment.
Is it going to happen?
And we are asking to see a copy. And we have two commissioners, Georgia Mommy, to their credit, Georgia Mommy and John Ambrose say, "Hey, yeah, we think we should release
Eddie
that."
Rowland go along
and that. We're working on Eddie. Eddie's a flippable. We're going to say, Greg Tarpley says, "To heck with the law," even though the law says.
Got to come up with a different name for Tarpley.
Well, we call the county attorney now. We have a new name for him. Did you know that?
No, what is it?
Billable Ben. Billable Hour Ben. Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I mean, what was so funny? I think your Diane Glidwell asked about how much the county attorney was paid, and they said on the county attorney, the billable Ben is also the attorney for the school board, and they said, "We don't use him much often. We have specialist attorneys." Then why in the hell are you paying him? Hello.
All right, final story. Live on a happy note this Thanksgiving week. The headline is, thankful, county economy is booming. Monroe County's economy appears to be booming. Sales tax revenues, which measure the amount of sales countywide, hit a record $4 million last year.
Wow.
And they're on track to do that again in 2019. We've only got 3 months. They collect, it's about 2 months behind the collections on sales tax revenues, but it looks like it's going to hit $4 million again. The local, do you know what the unemployment rate is locally?
What you got to find out. What's go ahead, that? Finish that.
What's the unemployment rate, do you think, in Monroe County? This is 3%. Incredible. Yeah, 2.9. Isn't that amazing?
Here's the one that you got to find out. Now, you and the dude, y'all like to do this. Find out how much the weigh station sends to Monroe County. Bye, y'all.
Have a good one. Thanks for joining us on the Reporter on the Air. He's done. I'm Will. Signing off for the Reporter and even our little buddy Ford here to
say bye, Ford.
Okay, there you go. Have a good one, everybody.